Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, April 16th, 2018, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. We have a great call lined up for you tonight, and I'm excited to announce this week's special guest speaker will be Mr. Manly Wilson from New Braunfels, Texas. Manly, welcome to the call, sir.
Oh, thank you, Randy. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, loud and clear.
All right. Well, it's always a pleasure to get on this call with all of our Legal Shield family across the United States and Canada. And want to kick it off tonight, going back to what happened this morning on the leadership show. Mr. Self announced the Sprint to Jamaica contest. The time frame for this contest started today, April the 16th, and will run through the end of the month, April the 30th. And the top 25 that produced a $24.95 legal plan for the time period will earn a trip for two to Jamaica. There's a minimum of 8 memberships to be included in this, so you can't sell less than 8 to have that opportunity to be the top 25. You must have at least one recruit during this time period from the 14th, from the 16th to the 30th. If you get two recruits, it's going to double your total of your legal plan sold. So, for example, if an associate sells 12 memberships of $24.95, they're going to double that, and you're going to receive, you would receive 24 sales counters instead of just the 12. So very important to get out there and keep recruiting. Like Wilbur Smith said, recruit, 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 and don't get them out of order. That is the lifeblood of our company, is recruiting. Secondly, additionally, anyone who writes three $24.95 legal plans plus one recruit, or sell six $24.95 legal plans and is not in the top 25, will be entered into a drawing for one of the 10 trips for two to Jamaica. So there's 35 more trips going to be awarded. And last but not least, we don't want to leave out the B2P or the solutions side of our business. There is important as well. The top 25 producers who have not yet earned their way to Jamaica will earn the trip based on April results. You must have a minimum of 12 legal plans in the group sales to qualify for that. So now we have a total of 60 additional people with a guest that will be able to go to the Jamaica trip thanks to Legal Shield breaking this Sprint to Jamaica contest. So super excited about that. You know, everybody on this that's not earned their way will be working hard, hopefully, to get there and enjoy that with your loved ones. So going forward tonight, it's my pleasure and to introduce the guest speaker tonight on our team, Ms. Stephanie Boley and her husband Sam Boley out of Richmond, Kentucky, has hit his highest platinum on the pay plan here at Legal Shield, $50,000 ringer, 1,000 app award winner. Out of the great state of Kentucky, I'd like to turn the call over to Ms. Stephanie Boley. Are you on the call tonight?
I am, Manly. Thank you so much. And just before I get into training this evening, I wanted to go out to Ms. Cynthia Hansel here in Richmond, Kentucky, and just wanted to just let her speak a little bit. But Cynthia is a manager. One thing I want to say about Cynthia is she is just an incredible person. We are so excited to have her on the team. She has shown leadership skills. She jumps in at the briefings and just is always willing to help. And she just has a passion for helping others. But I'm excited because she really got a vision of Legal Shield, hit senior associate, and then within a week hit manager. So I'm going to go out to her and just let her share briefly about her story and how she was able to do that. Cynthia, are you on the line?
I'm here, Stephanie. Thank you so much. It is so good to be here tonight and to be able to hear from you and from everyone else in this Moore Team family. I actually started in Legal Shield in 2016 because I just wanted to earn some extra money to be able to take a vacation or just mad money. But as the year has progressed, I got a feeling that my job was going to end. And lo and behold, 2 weeks ago, I was told that my job is going to end on April the 28th. And so I have decided to jump in both feet forward and become a full-time associate. I love Legal Shield. I love what Legal Shield has been able to do for me and my family. And I love being able to tell people and educate them. That is the biggest thing for me, is just telling people what Legal Shield can do for them. And, you know, like Stephanie said, I have a passion for helping people. That's my spiritual gift, is serving others. And I have a big heart for people. So I look forward to going even further in this company. And with mentors like Stephanie and Sam, I'm sure that I will be able to go really far.
Cynthia, thank you so much. And I just know everyone on the team could hear your enthusiasm. And you do. You just have such a servant heart. And we are just really excited to see what the future holds for you. And I have to say this, you know, as going into training, is Cynthia is a product of the product. So not only is she naturally just a great leader and passionate person, but honestly, I think she gives some of the best testimonies because she uses the product so often that she has those great member stories to share. So thank you so much, Cynthia, for that. And I want to get into training tonight. You know, when I was asked last week to speak on the call, I was kind of like, well, what do I talk about, right? And I kind of thought about the 10 core commitments and then I started thinking about our why. So I'm going to speak on a little bit broader subject tonight called, you know, self-development. But basically the 10 core and the system and our why are all going to unfold in that. So, you know, when we think about our why, we think about that because, right, we've got to have a why. Otherwise, what is going to motivate us on a daily basis to do the activities that we need to do in this business? But, you know, when I thought about my why, then that usually ends up leading to us needing to set goals, right? And when we're talking about setting goals, we often, you know, hear things. And if you're new to Legal Shield, you will be hearing these things. We talk about, you know, making a decision and doing what we need to do long after the emotion has left us. We talk about that success. Ultimately ends up, we talk about things like discipline or disappointments and that we fail our way to success. Well, ultimately, when I got to thinking about that, I thought, you know, those things all are true, but ultimately what deciphers us to reach those goals? And why is it that when we create a why, we sometimes see people not actually stay true to that? It's because ultimately I think a lack of self-development. You know, my background is nursing and real estate. It's not like I haven't been educated. It's not like, you know, I felt I was a pretty self-developed person. I'm a Christian. I read my Bible. But this business has certainly helped me to grow more than anything I have ever done in the past. You know, without active, continued self-development and growth, the majority of people are just not going to be able to reach their goals because they're going to get told no, right? We've all been there, and if you haven't, you're probably going to experience this at some point. You're going to feel rejected. I think this business probably puts you through some of that a little bit harder than maybe, you know, a job or something where you may feel that at work, but not necessarily with friends and family. You know, you want to quit sometimes. When you get disappointed, you get your feelings hurt because people tell you no and it doesn't feel good. I think it's ultimately why we see people come into the business with so many skill sets often, but they just haven't maybe done the self-development to know how to persevere and overcome those feelings that they're going to go through. And so as I'm sharing that, I want to share a little bit about my own development. I certainly can't go into all the stories, but it kind of made me think back, you know, several years. My husband and I joined the business in 2008. Some of you have heard our story, and I won't go into all of that, but we were spare timers, right, until he lost his job in 2010, and then we became, you know, certainly it was a wake-up call for us to pay attention to this opportunity that had been placed before us. So around, I think, probably 2010, 11, I really made a commitment that I was going to start committing to what we call the 10 core commitments. I was going to go to convention. I was going to start going to the briefings and really putting in those part-time hours while I was working. And oftentimes on Monday night when our briefings were, my daughter's 17 now, but she was younger at the time, and she would go, why do you have to go? You know, why aren't you here to tuck me in? And And oftentimes I would kind of just let the guilt of that get to me, and I would end up not going to my briefing. And because I started reading the books, the 10 pages a day, more consistently, putting in the audiobooks, it helped me to basically grow and have a different mindset to understand that my why and the goals that I wanted to accomplish for myself and my family were tied to those commitments. So I had to just draw a line in the sand and go while everybody threw a fit for a while. But, you know, no one complains now when we run our briefing, right? My daughter certainly doesn't complain because now she understands the lifestyle that Legal Shield has provided for us. So, you know, it's reading those 10 pages a day. I think now it says start your day out the right way. So that is just, I feel like if you do every other commitment and you're not doing the self-development, that you're really missing out. The self-development that you learn is going to help you realize that when you get told, it's not a personal rejection. And even more so, I know because of the years and of reading, and I'm going to get into a little bit more about that, it's really helped me get to a place of self-evaluation. So instead of feeling the guilt, the rejection, the hurt that I used to feel, and maybe that pain sticking with me a little bit longer, if someone tells me no now, it's no big deal, right? I then just turn to myself and kind of ask the question, did I do the presentation properly? Did I use the system properly? And if I can answer all those with the yes, then I'm like, I move on, right? I make the next call. I set the next appointment. But it also has given me a time to reflect upon myself and realize that maybe I wasn't doing things as well as I should have been. I wasn't training as much, and I needed to reach out to others and maybe improve in an area. So that's something self-development has helped me do. It's just going to help you to ask yourself a lot more questions, right, instead of taking it so personal. It certainly has helped me realize, am I being passionate enough? Am I coming across genuinely versus salesy and self-fulfilling, meaning have I developed and learned to be a servant leader to my team in the marketplace to bring more value, meaning am I mission-based versus commission-based? So we hear all these things often in Legal Shield, which I will refer back to again as self-development and why you need to be at all your conferences and your Super Saturdays and on your calls, because you're going to hear some of these things over and over again, and they're going to help you. Sorry, I'm getting a little bit of feedback, so I apologize if you are hearing that. The difference between the person that quits and the person that perseveres is self-development, right? It's the shift in the way that our minds start seeing things a little bit differently, right? And obviously some people are just born that way. They're just lucky, as I call it, or maybe their upbringing has allowed them, no matter what they face, no matter what rejections or disappointments, they just keep going. But let's face it, the majority of us are not. And I think becoming an entrepreneur and owning your own business, you know, that's kind of new. So it's different sometimes than the workplace or the job we have. And, you know, another example of looking back and seeing how I've changed, and I hopefully will continue to do so, is, you know, my best friend still does not have Legal Shield ID Shield. She actually, I think it was around 2011, was going to purchase it and then decided to cancel. And it hurt my feelings so badly. Like, I took that so personally that I literally think I cried for like 2 hours. And I literally did not share Legal Shield for 2 days, which I look back now and laugh because I think that's just ridiculous. But the truth is that, you know, when you're new and starting out, people feel this way. It's okay to allow that emotion to come over you. But if you will plug in and do the self-development, what you'll find is now if someone tells me no, even a friend or family, the pain just gets shortened, right? You're just going to say, ooh, that hurt, or maybe I didn't like that answer, and just keep moving. You know, I'm a Christian. I consider myself to be a positive person. But honestly, when I commit to the self-development and reading, it just changed everything for me. Listening to Jim Rohn CDs in my car, you know, reading books like Think and Grow Rich with Napoleon Hill, watching, you know, YouTube videos of Andrew Carnegie back in the day or Anthony Robbins. You know, you should have a library, literally, whether that's on audio or on books like I prefer. you've got to have a book, you know, a library of books, because the reading and the self-development is going to help you get over and under and through the fire, and ultimately to the mountaintop, which is your goals and the success that you want out of life. Self-development is going to, like I said, shorten that pain. So when you get no instead of quitting, which we all have felt like quitting or may feel like quitting, and we certainly had team members quit, most likely not for the fact that they didn't want to succeed in this business, not that they didn't believe in it, but because they allowed someone else perhaps to hurt their feelings or maybe put them down, and they just had not learned to overcome those types of objections. And I want to share just a few nuggets. I'm going to do that. If you're taking notes, I'm very hard to probably take notes on. But, you know, I was going back through, you know, just some of my self-development, a couple of key nuggets, and there's many. But why do you want to always be there at the events as well? When we were at a Moore team retreat a few years ago, Linda Bowden on our team, you know, trained, and I remember she trained about canceling that thought, having a mind shift. And basically what that meant, some of you were there and many of you were not, but she basically said, you know, when you have a negative thought, like you might say, I'm not going to hit my goal, or I'm never going to be in performance club, or everyone says no to me, or whatever that thought is, or if you have an unsupportive spouse that may be those, or childhood or something, those thoughts play in your mind, is just say, cancel that thought. Reprogram your mind to change that to a positive and said, I hope I hit performance club. Say, I will hit performance club. I will be an executive director. I will have a huge organization. People are attracted to me. Just change the thought process. And then, you know, at the 2017 convention, Mel Robbins' five-second rule, 5-4-3-2-1, has helped me. I'm not a morning person. That helped me start getting out of bed a little sooner, starting my day in a better way. So there's all kinds of self-development that you know, you will find right here in Legal Shield. So make sure you take advantage of that. And I want to share a couple things. So this was, again, several years ago, and I still go through this, but I was having a really hard time. I was now working full-time from home, meaning I had decided to leave my job, best decision I ever made, to be with Legal Shield full-time from home, but I was just having a rough time. I don't remember at the time if it was because I had missed a, you know, I'm sure I'd missed a goal. Maybe I hadn't, you know, hit the ED or the performance club, or I probably had some team members quit, or there was something negative. I don't remember the exact reason, but I do remember feeling really down and just not knowing how to get out of that funk. Like, how do I get through this? So I got out of my house, which is always a good thing. I probably had a bunch of bad calls that day. And I walked into a store that had just opened here. It was like it's called Ollie's, but long story short, they had a big stack of books in the front, and, you know, I think things are meant to be. There was a $3 book there by Andy Andrews called Mastering the Seven Decisions That Determine Personal Success. And at that point, I had committed to self-development. So I opened up this book. I've read it numerous times. It's just one of many in my library. But at that exact moment, I needed this book. And when I read this book, it literally shifted me. I think after reading this, that's when I hit executive director the first time. So self-development is huge, and it should not be underestimated in how important it is in our business. So I'm going to share with you these seven decisions. They may or may not be something you relate to, but if they help you and you can take a nugget from those, I just thought I would share. And the point is that this is one book I've read. So when you start compiling the library, it just helps you to grow and your mind to expand. So I'm going to share just a couple decisions. It's called the seven decisions. And the first decision is the buck stops here. I accept responsibility for my past. I am responsible for my success. I will not let my history control my destiny. that one statement literally changed everything for me, because that I realized I had been complaining more than I had been doing. I had been making more excuses than activity, and it was just a big wake-up call for me. It was a mind shift. The guided decision, I will seek wisdom. God moves mountains to create the opportunity of his choosing. It is up to me to move myself. Decision number three is called the active decision. I am a person of action. Many people move out of the way for a person on the run, and others are caught up in his wake. I will be that person on the run. The decision number four is called the certain decision. I have a decided heart. Criticism, condemnation, and complaint are creatures of the wind. They come and go on the wasted breath of lesser beings and have no power over me. Break through fear and judgment to pursue your dreams and determination and focus. With a decided heart, we set our course and assure our destiny. Decision number five is called the joyful decision. Today, I will choose to be happy. My very life is fashioned by choice. First, I make choices, and then my choices make me. Decision six is called the compassionate decision. The compassionate decision can heal your heart, mind, and soul. It's a forgiving spirit, and basically, I take that to say that whatever it is you don't like, I'm relating this to Legal Shield, when you have team members that leave or people may or may not get along or like you or get upset or you don't like the decisions the company's made, whatever it is, let it go, right? Forgive and move on. And the seventh decision is the persistent decision. I will persist without exception, meaning you are not going to give up no matter what. And a few pages over, sorry, my phone was blowing up. And yes, I have several questions coming in, so I will send these out and they'll be recorded on the call. And the training, Trading Freedom. Now, this is the reason I'm only sharing with you is my story. But this is what really made me understand of why I was doing Legal Shield full time. It was an awakening about having a job, and there's nothing wrong with having a job, but it may not be your destiny to stay in that job forever like it wasn't mine. Are you trading your freedom to help someone else's dreams come true? Way too many people trade out their freedom for security, and they don't even realize it. There is a difference between an opportunity you seize and a trap you walk into. Being aware of the choice and the trap is the key. Now, this is like two pages out of this entire book, but I wanted to share that with you because that's the journey of self-development. You never know when the next conference, the next call, the next book that you're going to pick up, if you're doing at least those 10 pages a day, is going to help you get through that challenge and help you get to the next level of your business. So when the next time you feel rejected, hurt, mocked by a family or friend, maybe let down because you missed a goal, maybe let down for whatever reason, right, that we're going to face in this business. You went into a business owner or a group or whatever it is if you're in business solutions and it just didn't turn out the way you want. I just want to encourage you to keep moving no matter what. Every entrepreneur, every person that sets out to do something great, like Mr. Harlan Stonecipher, I mean, we all know. Can you imagine what he endured and had to overcome for you and I to have the opportunity we do today? Mr. Ken Moore, when you look at history, think about the Martin Luther King, the Abraham Lincolns, and most of all in my life, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All of these people that I have mentioned at some point on their path faced rejection, they were mocked, disappointment, and yet they overcame. And I guarantee they overcame that because they continue to learn and grow and expand their minds. The good news is, family, is that our company has given us every tool to succeed, and most importantly, we have the best family to support us, which is the Moore Team family. I thank you all so much for this opportunity tonight, and I think we're probably at the end. I'm getting several, so if anyone has questions, feel free to ask them, and if not, I'll close out the call.
Stephanie, this is Manly. What incredible training. I mean, you blew me away tonight. This, I've been taking notes. It's one of the best calls certainly that I've heard lately, and I appreciate your, you hit it all tonight on top of that. And I've been getting messages as well that you're killing it, you're doing an awesome job, but I'd like to go out maybe to $250,000 ringer if he's still on the call, Mr. Jeremy Moore. If you have a question for Stephanie. I don't know if his line's muted.
Can you hear me?
Yes, got you. Loud and clear.
I really have a question. I just want to commend Stephanie.
That's what I was thinking about.
You said it quite well. You killed it, Stephanie. Great job on the call. I took a full page of notes myself. Tremendous. I encourage everyone to go to our team website when this comes out, and really teams that maybe not join the call tonight, to make sure that you did a phenomenal job, Stephanie. It's really, really exciting to hear you train tonight. So congratulations.
Thank you so much, Jeremy. Mainly appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeremy and Stephanie. I want to remind everybody, too, about our Nashville training coming up in September 14th through the 16th. Certainly there are several ways that you can get there. You can become a new Power Team ED and Performance Club each month, or you can break a new Power Team ED and Performance Club each month. Those of you that are out here in the networking side, six recruits right now plus three level-up qualifiers. One of those going on to become manager is certainly better than having to do nine, so I think we should all try to take advantage of that. Or obviously if you're in the producer and the B2B side, the 3,200 total premium points would get you there with 150 points from each new group open. So, again tonight, Stephanie, thank you. It's been an incredible call. I'd like to close out the call tonight, as Mr. Kenmore always did. You know, God first. Certainly your family second, and Legal Shield third. God bless from the Wilson Group tonight, and we'll see you next week. God bless.